Hello and welcome to Two Guys, Many Bad Movies, 100th episode special!
Yay, we did it!
Okay, now you keep doing that, because... Well, this is, of course, the bit where we have to go all, oh, we never thought we'd make it to 100 episodes.
I can't believe we made it to
100. I mean, I thought that when we made it to 69, I was fairly sure that we were going to both spontaneously combust while recording.
No.
Our game is, of course, to make it to 420, blah, 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 funny number.
Then we can retire.
And then after that, we're like, well, maybe we'll make it to 666.
Yeah.
Then 669.
And then 1,000. God, could you imagine if we actually got to 1,000 episodes?
1,000 episodes. It's just like us, like, stuck on, like, Mars or the moon or something like that. Like,
yeah, this is our punishment for making fun of Elon Musk. God.
We're stuck here now, and this is... We're just wondering... Yeah, I know we make fun of him sometimes on the show, but we made fun of him while we were watching the movie, so it was like, that's probably what pot we were referencing, weren't you?
Yeah.
Because we made a few jokes, but anyway. Because this, of course, is... Don't worry, we're not going to get too topical.
Yeah. I'm your other host, Paul, by the way.
Yeah. This is the intro. It's all manners of fucked. We have a formula for the intro. This is not the formula.
Yeah.
But as you can tell by the title, we watched Plan 9 from Outer Space. Yeah, we decided to do an easy, popular target, but we looked at it, it's on YouTube, and we were like, holy shit, it's only 80 minutes. This is fucking great. Thank you, Ed Wood, for not making a 9-hour fucking movie.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I mean, the amount of times, I mean, this movie was infinitely easier to sit through than To Boldly Flee.
Definitely.
Infinitely easier to, and way better made.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Plan 9 from Outer Space is better made than To Boldly Flee. I'm sorry.
Suck it, Doug Walker.
Sorry, Doug.
You tried, I think.
He just gets like a bronze, like a, you know, like in Bayonetta, like the stone one.
Yeah.
Except it just says
you
tried.
Oh, what a dame. It's a stone ranking.
Stone ranking. Well, actually, what's worse than stone?
Dirt.
To be fair, stone is the worst ranking. Although if you're a rep, no. I was going to take a shot. I was going to go in the exact opposite direction and take a shot at the... You know those folks.
Yeah. Whatever.
The Ooka Booka people.
Cavemen.
Not the actual... No, the ones who want to be cavemen.
Oh, yeah.
Not the ones that actually are.
I want to return to monkey!
I want to go back to monkey. Things were better when we were all dying of disease at age 17.
No, I want to be robot.
We'll get a single cut on our foot and then it gets infected and we die.
We die because we didn't have tetanus shots.
Yeah. But guys, there was like so fewer diseases back then because our population was lower. If that's true, how come half still didn't make it to adulthood, you fucking idiot? Over 45, if you make it to 45, that's like the equivalent of making it to 85 in the modern day.
Yep. Wouldn't be a Two Guys, Many Bad Movies episode without Aaron ranting about, you know, those guys.
Those fucking idiots.
Yeah, but we decided to check out Plan 9 from Outer Space because, one, it's easy. Two, it's also easy to find and watch.
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
And even on Wikipedia.
It's actually, there's a link to it. It's on Wikipedia. It's great. Yeah. And it's no ads, no bullshit.
Yep, it's just...
It's just straight up, you open the thing, it's just that you watch it, and you're watching a classic bad movie from, what, the 50s?
Yeah, from the 50s.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. It's really great. And, of course... Because this is an Ed Wood movie, Ed Wood had this book. I remember this being in a book. It's like, worst movies ever made. And this was in the book.
Of course.
At number one. So that's why it had the reputation of the worst movie ever made. It's not. I know that people tend to, and oh no, my God, I'm feeling a Mahler joke coming up here. I feel one coming
up. Suppress it.
No, but people often talk about like, oh, what is objectively the worst movie ever made? If I were to think about that and to try and actually give a serious answer to that question, it gets depressing real fast because I immediately think of illegal actual videos where people are actually... That gets depressing real quickly. But if we ignore that and just focus on movies where, you know...
That are designed to entertain.
That are just, you know, meant to be entertainment and are fictional or whatever, it's difficult for me to think of an actual worst one. One that sometimes jumps out to my head, but it's kind of cheating, is that one, you can't see it, but I'm doing air quotes, absurdist artist named Nigel Tom with two M's, because he's a pretentious fuck. Two M's. I would put two T's there just to be funny.
Yeah, tomb.
If you put two O's, it wouldn't work. Tomb.
Tomb.
Whatever. Anyway. But anyway, he made a whole load of, again, air quotes, movies. It's so cold in here that my fingers are not I can't play piano at the moment because my fingers are not.
Yeah, good thing there's no piano.
Good thing there's no piano. Good thing it's like, I'm doing a piano exam in a few weeks. So I have to. So imagine if they just had a cold room just to fuck with everybody.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck you. I can't use my fingers. God damn it.
That's why you get like gloves. Piano gloves.
Are they actually a thing?
I'm sure they are. Like, I mean, Bugs Bunny plays piano with...
No. There's this device that they use to try and stretch out your fingers that was really dangerous.
Oh, God.
Finger stretchers. What was that one video of the dude who had the finger stretchers? Oh, was that actually Scott the Woz? No, the one, there was a video where it's like, I can't remember who it was, but no, it was Stevie T.
Oh my God.
He was like a guitar YouTuber. He was a bit divisive. Some people were like, hey, he's cringe. He's done cringy videos. I'm like, yeah, he's always been, but he's fucking great. I love him. But anyway, he did a video about them. It's like a product that you can buy online on like
a fucked up product.
And it's like, ah, I can't stretch this. Ouch.
Ouch.
But anyway. So, yeah, what was I saying? So I was saying about how, yeah, this is an easy target and I bumped off the table. Sorry about that. And a...
How dare you? Go fuck yourself.
No. Okay, so this movie had for the longest time a reputation of worst movie ever. Now, to be fair, dialogue is a bit dumb a lot of times. Yeah. Quite stilted.
Holy cow.
There's a lot. There's very much a Hays Code vibe off this one. Was this one the Hays Code? Was it
probably?
I don't fucking know. You know, it's like there's a whole lot of not saying fuck.
Yeah.
And there's the plot is bizarre as shit.
Yeah.
It involves aliens that look exactly like humans, zombies that look like Morticia, Fester, and Dracula, respectively. There's three of them in total. Yep. One of them looks like Morticia. One of them looks like Fester. One of them looks like Dracula.
Yeah, Morticia has a literal hourglass figure.
Yeah, except Morticia, her organs are all compressed into the center. Yeah, like she's a brunette version of Jessica Rabbit. You know, it's like some.
It's a little unnerving.
It's actually fucked up, because I'm looking at this going, your organs should not be that jammed together.
Please go see a doctor.
That's something. Not nice.
Yeah. Please.
Fester's there as well, of course. As we mentioned, and Dracula shows up.
Mm-hmm.
The whole time Dracula's covering his face because he's really embarrassed about his buck teeth.
Yeah.
But you know,
and he's played by Bela Lugosi, no less.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes he's played by him. Other times it's just like a dude, a really tall dude, covering his face. I think.
Is that a stunt double?
Yeah, I think so.
Is he allergic to capes?
Yeah.
Bela Lugosi was allergic.
No, he's allergic to air.
Never mind. That's so dumb of a joke. It's ridiculous.
It's good though.
So the plot of this movie, if we can even call it that, it's a framing device where the dude is talking about this thing really happened or some shit.
Yeah, Criswell predicts, and I don't think he actually predicts anything.
It's like Criswell predicts. He brings out a crystal ball. Is like, I predict that in the future, all entertainment will be randomly. No, that's VeggieTales. I predict. VeggieTales got a thing, right, guys? It's fucked that the Simpsons predict everything. Did VeggieTales predict everything?
I don't know.
No, they just predicted in that
the
one thing.
No, Criswell was just like, in the future, I predict that instead of ambulances, we will have a new improved form of transportation, medical transportation. I like to call them hospital vans.
I predict that in the future, there will be no such thing as nitrous oxide.
Instead, it will be a funny green egg.
God, I'm making our inside joke straight away.
Yeah, but come on, it's 100th episode. 100th
episode, we gotta celebrate our inside jokes. I'm glad you're taking the hospital van thing in stride. Yeah. And you're not, like, offended by it.
It's funny,
because you just forgot the word for ambulance and tried to go up with words that were similar to it, so you just said hospital van.
Yeah, and I was, like, so earnest.
Yeah. Funny, it was just funny.
Yeah, and Cromwell is, like, describing...
I predict that in the future... Everyone will be watching Phineas and Ferb on Simpop. No, that doesn't work as well, because that's... Fuck. Anyway, he's trying to predict a thing.
Yeah.
And
he explains that this is a tale about miserable souls who survived these tragic ordeals. And it's like,
it's not even that bad, mate. It's like, you're just looking at that going, and I'm just like, I mean, sure, leaving CERT was worse.
Yeah, I mean, sure, some people died, but at least the universe is safe.
Yeah, the universe is safe for now.
Yeah.
Until humanity invents the solar bomb or whatever the whole plot
sunlight is. Sunlight bomb.
Sunlight bomb, where you build, but that wouldn't even destroy the universe. At worst, that would just destroy the solar system.
Yeah, and there's
other... But this is the 50s, so did everybody think the solar system was the entire universe? No, this is a galaxy. Nope, there's multiple galaxies. 2023, there's multiple universes. There's multiple multiverses. Oh my god, there's so much... How many zoom outs are there? At a certain point, you just get to the absolute end of the zoom out, and it's just, you know...
Yeah, you get, like, the zoom out, and then your
finger... It's just turtles all the way down.
No, your fingers hit the edge and go, ow. Like, your fingers hit the edge, it's like...
Yeah, it's just the...
Ow. So where were we?
So, are there an infinite number of parallel universes? No, just the two. I'm trying to imitate Farnsworth, I can't really do that.
No, just the two. No, that's a very Irish sounding Farnsworth.
Irish Farnsworth.
Ah, jeez, could you imagine?
We never found the missing link between Homo sapiens and Homo erectus or whatever. It's like, yes, we did. It's called Homo habilis. We didn't find the missing link between that and that. It's like, yeah, we did. It's here. And there's a whole bit where he just has all these missing links. It's just like, it's hilarious.
God. This movie, so this is a story about grave robbers from outer space.
No, it's a story about how my life got turned upside down.
Shut up.
No, this is a story about a guy who lives in a blue world.
No, this is a story of my life. So you're probably... So yeah, that's me. You're probably wondering how I got in this situation. Well, you see, a couple of years ago, I met this guy named Aaron. You know, pretty cool guy.
Am I? Really?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're a pretty cool guy. I mean, fuck you. No, I only made 100 episodes of this podcast just to fuck with you.
No. It's just one of those weird things. It's like, really? Am I cool? Nah, fam. You're actually, like, the most evil person in all of existence.
This has been one of the longest...
This is the long game. I am the supervillain. I'm the real villain. Everybody's distracted by, you know, insert whoever, like, politician or billionaire or whatever. Everybody's being distracted by them. I'm the real villain, right? This is me admitting this. I'm the real villain because one day I will rise to power... And absolutely everybody will be forcibly plugged into a Lotus Eater machine that I've created. And it won't be a regular Lotus Eater machine. It's not going to be like, oh, you just get like happy fat. No, it's going to be the most fucked up shit you'll have to endure. You'll have to endure every single DeviantArt fetish being applied to you over and over and over again. And there's a lot of them. I know them all. So, you know... You'll have to be bored, there'll be weight gain,
be turned into a blueberry. You'll be crystallized, you'll be fucking...
You'll have your proportions all really fucked up, your arm will grow ridiculously in size.
You'll turn into a MS Paint circle.
You'll be shrunk down and shoved up someone's... Yeah.
You get the picture.
You get the picture, right? You'll be eaten, digested...
And then we lost
all rising from.
And then we lost all our listeners.
I think I'm so fucking unhinged. Holy shit, that was horrible.
What 100 episodes of hanging out with me will do to a dude?
I'm the real villain, and it's like I just write my whole manifesto, and it's like, oh fuck, this dude is legit. He's so fucked.
I think it'd be funny if you censored that last bit. Just
I might actually, but I don't know. Like I might just put like. I might just censor that last bit and people are like, what the fuck did he say? Yeah. And then if somebody comes up and asks, what did he say? Hold on, I'm going to add a flag. Did I add a flag?
Yeah, you did.
I'll add two.
Add two, why not? Fuck it, add a third.
Whatever. But it's just, you know, it'll get to a point where it's like, what the fuck did he say? What the guys, he said something and he censored it. And how fucked up was it? Trust me, it was pretty bad.
Yeah, but it wasn't illegal.
No, it wasn't illegal, but it would...
It was just gross.
It was just really gross.
Yeah. So, are we going to talk about how Jedward Reynolds is the executive producer?
It's J. Edward.
Yeah, but I didn't...
Well, it's just Jedward, because we're fucking Irish, and we grew up in an era where Jedward existed.
Yeah. If you guys want to know what they're like, do you guys know the Vorsi twins, a.k.a. the Da Vinci guys? They're basically the Irish version of that.
Just imagine two blonde
guys with really tall, sticky up hair.
Like, Just imagine two blonde dudes with Marge Simpson hair, and you can imagine Jedward.
Yeah, or Polnareff hair if you're a weeaboo. You know, from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure?
No, I don't watch the JoJo's.
You're missing out.
All I know is I've seen the first episode. A dog gets kicked, and I thought, was this made by John Carpenter?
No.
No, actually, John Carpenter. You thought it was John Carpenter, but it was V. Dio. But like, actually,
funny meme.
It's like I know that's like a dead meme, right? Yeah. But like, imagine if it turned out the whole time John Carpenter actually was Dio, and that's why dogs keep dying in his movies. It would just be like the most bizarre plot twist in all of existence.
It sure would be up there, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be fucking up there. We haven't even talked much about the plot here.
Yeah, because you said you had
a dream where last night it was like, yeah, I had a dream, but instead we're just talking about video games. Nope, we're talking about way worse shit. It's like, nah, dude. I mean, nightmare has become reality. Your nightmares could never have prepared. It's like a reverse of that one advert for the lottery where it's like, I had a dream. Mike had a Ferrari. It's like, no, he has three of them.
Oh.
What? Yeah, he won the lottery. He's got three of them. But he's a fucking idiot. He should have spent it on something more useful than a Ferrari. Jesus Christ.
Like five Ferraris.
No, he should have spent it on...
He should have just bought the rights to, like, Gex.
Gex?
Yeah, Gex.
The game?
Yeah, the game.
Yeah, and then just re-released it. I don't know.
Yeah, where's my Gex remake, guys? Come on.
No, he should... Should have just... Oh, no, you wouldn't be able to buy the rights to everything. That's another part of my villainous plan, to be able to buy the copyright to everything. But admittedly, that one's a bit more benign, because I would just buy it, the copyright to everything, so that everybody could break all copyright, and it would never be a problem.
So fucking based. This movie opens with a funeral.
17 minutes into the video.
Yeah, sorry. I'm trying really hard to stop saying, but,
this movie starts with a funeral. It does start with a funeral.
Yeah,
dearly beloved, we are gathered here today. Yeah, a dude died. Yeah, and this something it's like.
Yeah, this girl died, and.
I was gonna make a joke about like the opening to GTA 5, but fine.
No more video game references.
No.
We've had enough. We don't need to make the dream come even more true.
No, we don't.
Yeah.
I'll keep going with the.
Yeah, this movie describes life as there is a time to live, there is a time to die. Taking rest well. Well-deserved.
There's a time to live, a time to die, a time to eat, a time to drink. And when you die, you poop your pants.
Yeah.
Which we've joked about a few times.
Yeah.
Which apparently I told Paul that it only happens 10% of the time.
And then I said...
South Park lied to me!
Yeah.
South Park is notorious for lying to people.
Yeah. Fucking hell.
South Park lied to me. He said that like some people go to heaven, but literally everybody goes to hell. That's the joke, right? Almost everybody goes to hell, but no, everyone does.
Mm.
Actually, hell is just the Lotus Eater machine that I'm gonna create.
Jesus. But yeah, fuck. I almost said but yeah again. It's a tip.
But yeah. But no, yeah. It's very close to but yeah.
But yeah. I'm trying really hard to...
Yeah, everybody's distracted by Germa as well. He's another one of my distractions that I put up. Because I'm the real villain here. But I'm distracting everybody. I'm controlling everybody behind the scenes.
I knew Germa was an AI. Can we get him on the show? Can we? Please? Please?
I'll try and get Germa on the show.
So we go to a plane set, right? A really cheap, shoddily made plane set. Where we meet one of our protagonists.
It's actually not a plane set, it's just a photo booth.
I wish it was a photo booth. But no, there's this guy named Jeff and his co-pilot. I don't know a lot of the characters' names. Sorry.
Well, we know his name is Jeff.
Yeah. His name's Jeff. Sorry. Well,
that is a dead meme from like 2014, you fucking idiots. Paul, there's a dude that's called Daniel, and Paul's immediate response was, damn, Daniel. I mean, seriously.
I mean, today's the 9th anniversary on the date recording. Today. The 9th anniversary of that Vine, so...
And it is Plan 9 from Outer Space.
This was totally planned.
It's planned. Hence the title.
No, I just love dead memes. I just love dead
memes. I love dead memes as well. I love just sprouting like memes that are just really, really dumb. Just... I like saying it's over 9,000. This should have been Plan 9001 from Outer Space.
That would be great.
What if I put that in like the description? We watched Plan 9001 from Outer Space.
No, we can't do that. Can't do that.
Why not?
But then we see our first UFO as the flags pass the plane, and everyone freaks the fuck out.
Yeah, because this is an ancient astronaut theorist believe. As I swear to God, this footage showed up on an episode of Ancient Aliens at some point as like a legit thing, probably.
Yep, and one of the pilots, or maybe it was the lady, the stewardess. I can't remember.
There's one episode of Ancient Aliens where it was like, did Leonardo da Vinci know there was aliens? Take a look at this picture of a girl. Now she's standing at like this angle where her head is tilted to the side. Now let's mirror it. And it mirrors it and it looks like a stereotypical alien. I'm like, what the fuck? That's really your argument? Are you serious?
I hope they're still making episodes of Alien.
They probably
alien.
Are.
I'd be really sad if that.
Dad thing. Watches it ironically.
Yeah, sure. First it's ironic, but then it becomes...
No, he just says, it's interesting. It's interesting. And he's like a hard fucking skeptic atheist. Like, he's really hardcore skeptic, but like, kind of like, he's way more hardcore than me. It's like, he's like, no, there's no aliens, there's no ghosts, there's no Bigfoot.
There's no Bigfoot. And there's no Queen of England.
Then why do they make shoe sizes that go above size 20, Dad?
Checkmate, atheist.
Checkmate.
That's another meme.
Fuck. Checkmate.
Oh, this episode's falling apart, it seems. Christ on a bike.
Yeah.
There's a...
What's up, slappers?
Shut up.
Checkmate.
One of the characters says holy mackerel, because this was before you could say fuck. You could smoke inside, but you couldn't swear or show a toilet on screen.
Yeah, you have to reference fish when you want to swear.
Yeah.
So you have to say holy mackerel or...
Or, you know,
Go boss yourself instead of go fuck yourself.
Yeah, or bovines, you know.
Gotta reference fish instead. Fish took offense to it, that's why they changed it.
Yeah.
That's canonical.
Yeah, fucking, these woke fish have taken away all our rights.
Fuck. What is this episode?
I don't know.
It's supposed to be, it's worse than your nightmare. Yeah. Holy shit, I mean, let's get to the plot. Okay, it's funny keep going.
I mean, I was talking about the plot, kind of.
Yeah, and then I keep interrupting with dumb jokes. I mean, keep going.
So we cut back to the funeral, right? And these grave diggers, they're obviously, you know, digging a grave. But then they see Morticia, even though necromancy has been outlawed in the state, you silly bitch. And this is where we see the hourglass...
The last dragonborn doesn't give a shit about necromancy being outlawed.
We see the weird hourglass figure that makes me uncomfortable. And then the grave diggers die! Whoa!
They die randomly. So basically what happened was Morticia silently cast the killing curse on those two.
Mm-hmm.
And
then we suddenly cut to the husband of the dead woman who got resurrected. Because, spoiler alert, Clan 9 is just resurrecting humans.
No, it's resurrecting... The plot is so weird because it's like... They resurrect... Morticia, we're just calling them that because that's what they look like.
Yeah.
They're not actually...
Morticia, Dracula...
Morticia, Dracula, and Fester. And then, for some reason, the aliens, who look exactly like humans, and except they have Star Trek uniforms, you know, before Star Trek was a thing, because this came out before Star Trek, right? But then, one of them, he comes out in a fucking Crusades outfit at one point. I'm like,
yeah, like...
And they're somehow speaking a different language, but somehow the same. It's weird. And their plan is something about destroying human life on Earth to stop humanity from destroying the rest of the universe.
It's via a
bomb that has not been invented, even though it's like been, how many, was 60, 70 years since it came out, and the bomb still hasn't been invented. Instead, we just have AI that can draw pictures of Dragon Force, except Mark has a guitar. I'm serious. I have a Spotify playlist called All Dragon Force Songs Sound the Same, and it's got an AI generated picture of the band. And for some reason, the AI generated picture decided to give Mark Hudson the guitar, and also decided to turn Vadim, who's no longer in the band, into Voldemort. So I'll just ignore that. Okay?
That's really good. But are we not going to talk about how the guy just... Like, the ultimate wife guy, Dracula, he just kind of dies. It's like, did the priest have a heart attack or something?
The fat cat had a heart attack.
Yeah.
But no, that's Muse lyrics. Jesus Christ, my brain rot.
You're losing it, Aaron. You're losing it.
I lost it a long time ago.
Me too, but I'm keeping it together for the most part.
You have to explain the plot while I make the dumbest of fucking jokes ever.
Of course.
But yeah, so...
See, now you're saying it.
So... Yeah, fuck. But yeah.
Anyway,
it's a vocal tick.
Anyways, this guy dies and he becomes Dracula, played by Bela Lugosi and his very tall stunt double.
Yes, and meanwhile, flying saucers are showing up every now and then while the narrator is talking about it.
Yep.
At a certain point, the military show up.
Yeah.
Are we there yet?
No, we're not there yet. We still have some stuff to do because there are some really choice lines and moments.
Okay, you've written down some of the best, haven't you?
Yeah. There's like those two gravediggers. They're just laying on the ground menacingly while the coppers show up and they call the, you know, the mortuary fan or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, not an ambulance, not a hospital man, sorry.
Hospital man?
No, hospital van.
Okay, fine. I misheard the consonant you had at the start of the word van. Anyway, go on.
I'm going to flick you on the nose.
No, don't. Please don't flick me on the nose.
Okay.
That'll harden my nipples.
Oh, you had to make it weird. God damn it. But again, 100th episode spectacular, guys. How do we still have listeners?
We don't. They all left a long time ago.
Fuck. So we're just like a bunch of schizophrenics then, just podcasting to nobody.
It's just like my girlfriend now. She's the only one who still listens. Damn. Everybody else is just like, these guys are fucking weird.
Yeah, the two guys, many bad movies, creepypasta. and then my eyes bled hyper-realistically. I was so scared. Anyways.
Fucking hell, my sides are actually so
bad. Good, I'm glad.
Oh, it's fucking funny.
Can we talk about how spooky this graveyard is?
And this is a fog machine throughout the whole graveyard. And it's like, dude, can you turn off the fog machine? I can barely see shit.
It's wasting so much power.
Yeah, I mean, we have to save all our power at the moment. You know, builds are pretty
Come on. Huh? And there's like a weird smell too, probably the fog machine as well.
No, that was you farting, dude.
Sorry.
Anyway, go on what we're saying about these graveyards.
I'm a little gassy today.
Some of the tombstones which you mentioned earlier, there's a J. Edward or Jedward tombstone.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to come up with tombstones, but all I could think of was... I was trying to think of, you know, the fake names that the writers of The Simpsons came up with in Treehouse of Horror, but I couldn't think of any of the ones. Something evil, Groaning, was it Matt Groaning? I don't know. Anyway, let's keep going because we're 27 minutes in and we've barely talked about the plot.
Yep,
you've been talking about the plot, I've been talking about
Aaron, shit. Yeah, Aaron's been the funny man, I've been the straight man.
See, the joke is, no.
Yeah, you can guess what he was going to say there. Anyways, we go back to Jeff at home with his lovely, lovely wife. And he's talking about UFO.
Not his lovely horse, his lovely wife.
Yeah, lovely, lovely the wife. And
it'd be worse if his wife was his horse. That would be really weird.
That would be weird. Oh my god, was he the original Brony? My god. This movie predicted so much.
How much? It actually did. Because look at the start, right? Like, you know, what was it? What's his name predicts? Criswell actually predicted Bronies, guys.
Yeah, my god.
This movie actually predicted everything.
Yeah, it fucking predict Star Trek. It predicted
the Crusades. That was really insane.
Yeah, it's like, how the fuck did they do that? Anyways, enough of that. One of my favorite parts of this movie is how Jeff describes the UFO as being cigar-shaped.
They're not cigar-shaped, by the way. They're just regular flying saucers.
Yeah, they're just discs.
They're discs that look vaguely like silver nipples.
Yeah, like, come on. I get the Hays Code existed then, but still, come on.
Do they have a planet later on? We find the alien planet. It's made of metal and looks like a giant booby.
Yeah. And that's not us being immature. Well,
It was me being immature.
We are, but still. It looks like a giant metal booby. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Looks like a metal booby. Anyway, where are we going with this fucking...
Let me see. I think the UFO comes back and it, like, knocks the wife down. Knocks the... wife and Jeff down, like, oh no!
So, are we not at one of my favorite scenes, which is where the military attack the flying saucers?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they're like, okay, they've come here before, let's attack them.
Yeah, let's shoot them again.
Shoot them. Unfortunately, they only hired stormtroopers, so nobody hits. Oh, you want to once again say stormtroopers actually had good aim, it's just the plot armor. Well, I mentioned that in literally the last episode, so I can't make that joke again.
Yeah,
but
I'm not going to make the joke about that one guy either, who like knows everything about Star Wars. Sorry, not today. I am going to recycle every other joke though.
We're
going to
recycle all of our jokes.
Yeah, because you know we're just being eco-conscious.
We've recycled every joke apart from Slenderman jokes. They're really irrelevant these days.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry. Slender Man actually gained a lot of weight in recent years, or maybe that's just something I saw on DeviantArt.
No, that is him. He's not even called Slender Man anymore. He's just called Michael.
He can't call himself Fat Man because that's too close to Batman and they get confused. Yeah. And it's really annoying him.
Yeah, that's why he's just called Michael now. He seems to be doing okay for himself. He seems a little
But bad. Then people confuse him for Michael Myers, which has been really confusing. Every time he comes up, you know, he's like, "Where's your boiler suit? Hey, can you quote Shrek for me?" What's they need to start calling you fat bastard at a certain point. It was just a really confusing mess.
Yeah, but I hope Michael is out there doing okay. Or maybe he just became the Michelin Man. I don't know.
Fuck if I know.
I can see it. What were we talking about? Oh yeah, this movie also, it has two funerals in it, like two or three funerals. Yeah,
there's two funerals in it. And I think someone dies at this funeral as well. So the funerals in this are the equivalent of weddings in A Song of Ice and Fire. Don't go to a wedding in Westeros. Don't go to
Worst mistake of my life.
Weddings in Westeros be like, everybody fucking dies.
I hate it when that happens.
Most dangerous thing.
Yeah. Are you not going to mention how the UFOs kind of glitch out in the sky?
Yeah, they do. They glitch out in the sky, which is because they were made by Bethesda.
Yeah.
Now, ayo!
See, we're bringing it back.
Yeah, we can make jokes. I still like Skyrim, don't get me wrong, but...
I like what Bethesda publishes most of the time. I don't like their RPGs very much. Sue me.
Skyrim is the only Bethesda RPG I like. I don't even think I'd like Oblivion. People are like, maybe I'd like Morrowind, but I probably wouldn't like Oblivion because the leveling system in that game is so fucked. It's like, unless I played the PC version that mods the leveling system to make it less fucked. The leveling system in that game is so fucked.
Could do that.
Anyway.
Yeah, the military, they attack the UFOs. And then...
And it does fuck all, because the boss fight has too much
health. Yeah, it's they're just damage sponges, really.
Yeah, I hate damage sponges, guys.
Yeah. And they explain that the military has tried to contact the aliens, but they never responded. So, you know, just always shoot on the second
They always aid. Leave on red. It's really frustrating.
Yeah, like, come on. And this is where we see the alien planet, which is shaped like a giant metal tit. It's like, that must be embarrassing. Like, imagine coming from a metal tit. That's got to be really degrading.
No, it's just laughing at the fact that you use the word coming.
Are you 12? Are you fucking 12?
Technically, I'm 24, which is double that.
Yeah.
But I always act like I'm half my age. When I'm 48, I'll act like I'm 24.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Oh, God. I'm hanging around a minor. Gotta go. Nah.
That's worse. My girlfriend is, never mind.
let's not do that.
No.
But yeah, at first...
Abigail, I'm not accusing you. I actually am 24. Don't freak out. Don't
worry. Anyways, for a second, we thought the titty planet, we thought it was another UFO.
It's not. It was
Dio. It's not. And the aliens, they're just people in boiler suits. And like, or a cheap Star Trek cosplay. Your choice, really.
Again, Star Trek hadn't come out yet. So this movie predicted Star Trek. It predicted everything. It also predicted the Crusades, as I mentioned.
Yeah, and it predicted Doctor Who, because the aliens are just basically Time Lords. They say regeneration.
They actually use the word regeneration. They don't mean it to mean that. Yeah, but they're clearly Time Lords.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not... I haven't checked this TV Tropes page, but I'm 99% sure on the wild mass guessing. It's like, the aliens are actually Time Lords.
That's like one of the most common
theories. Everybody's a Time Lord, okay? Everybody's the Jesus in Purgatory. Everybody's the Time Lord on TV Tropes, okay? Ratchet's a fucking Time Lord.
Of course he is.
I'm even a Time Lord.
So if I, like, push you out of a window, does that mean you'll come back?
Yeah. I'll come back as Femshep from...
Okay.
But I'll be Renegade, so you'll fucking hate it.
Oh. Okay, fine.
That's part of my plan, actually. My villainous plan is to become...
Siri, cancel my plans.
Part of my plan is to do that. That's the evil version of me that I'm... Anyway, never mind.
Yep. We're back on...
I'll be a redhead, though. I'll be great.
Yeah, that...
I'll also be Canadian.
Yeah,
and I'll have the voice of Jen Hale.
That's your dream come true.
To be Canadian?
Or yeah.
To have the voice of Jen Hale is my dream?
Yes.
I'd actually be a decent singer, because she's a fucking good singer.
Yes, to both questions. To both things, whatever.
To everything.
We're back on the plane again, and Jeff is apparently responsible for 33 lives, so this movie also predicted Saw, Make Your Choice...
No, predicted choose or die.
Oh, yeah, cursor.
That's what you were saying.
Yeah, cursor.
slash Choose or Die, which was originally called Choose or Die.
How did they get fucking Robert Englund for that movie as a cameo?
We already covered that movie.
I know, but listen to it again. Listen to it again, fellas.
Just make jokes. Whatever.
Anyway, and we see a lot of Dracula in this movie.
Yeah, Dracula, and he keeps covering his face.
Yeah, because I think that was the stunt double.
Yeah, he's stunt double, right? He can't show his face. What he's actually trying to do is he's trying to avoid the face reveal too early.
Yeah, or he's trying to avoid breathing in the chemtrails. Your choice.
Yeah.
Or the chemicals, whatever.
Chemtrails. Yeah, if you don't breathe any chemicals, you do die. You do have to breathe some chemicals to survive.
Yeah. Checkmate liberals.
Liberals? Let's not make political jokes. Go back to this fucking movie.
Fine. I wasn't making a political joke. It's just like liberal is a funny word.
Fine.
You motherfucker.
Anyway, go back to...
So what happens next is that Plan 9 is described as resurrecting the dead. Makes you wonder what plans 1 through 8 were. It does make you think, though.
What were plans 1 through 8?
Ed Wood, what are the answers? I need this lore fucking spoon-fed to me.
Yeah, we do. We're cinema sins. We need the lore spoon-fed to us. Ding! But then when it is spoon-fed to us, we'll sin it anyway.
Yeah, because it's just exposition dump. Or just info-bomb.
Info-bomb?
Yeah.
I mean, CinemaSins is an easy target.
But, you know, that's just how it is.
It is just how it is.
And it's fun to do.
It is fun. It's just fun. Because, like, I'm not particularly a fan of them, but they are easy as balls to make fun of.
Yeah.
Anyway, where were we? Where the fuck were we, dude?
Yeah, we were talking about how Fester is here.
Oh, yeah, Fester.
Yeah, and how it looks like Jeff's wife dies, but then she doesn't.
Okay, so one of the really weird things about this movie, obviously, is that they don't call them zombies because this came out before Night of the Living Dead.
Mm-hmm.
So the concept of a zombie was never used. They just called them ghouls. They don't call them zombies.
Ghouls.
They don't ever try to bite or kill anybody. But there's a scene where they try and shoot Dracula with a bunch of blanks and it doesn't work, but then it does. Like, can you explain this scene?
Oh, yeah, the fucking... Yeah, God, them trying to shoot Dracula, because, like, they're having a meeting, right? They're having a kind of a home meeting.
Yeah, and...
Wait, we skipped over the translation machine and how...
Okay.
Yeah, because I think this is important, because apparently in the 50s we have translation technology.
We have the ability to literally translate any language, that even including alien languages.
Yeah, which is...
So, like, Doctor Who, right? Do you remember that episode with the Sycorax? Not the Sycorax, was it? Was that what they call? I think it might have been that. But anyway, there's these like tribal species from some other planet. They come and they attack us, and they try to translate, and it takes a long time for them to translate the language, but they eventually do. Even though I have no fucking idea how the fuck did mid-2000s humans have the ability to translate languages?
No, let alone a bunch of doofuses in the 50s.
I don't know. But anyhow, so...
This is where we learn some lore, where the aliens have tried to communicate with the humans, but, you know, relationships are tough, so communication fails. And then they mention something about humans possibly destroying the universe, which caught us really off guard. We're like,
what really caught me off guard about this humans destroying the universe thing is that they have this whole scene where he explains... I know this is later on in the movie, but I want to explain it now.
Like near the end.
Where the... Main alien dude explains, okay, first of all, you invented a firecracker. That did fuck all. Then you invented grenades. That killed a few people. Then you invented a bomb. Then you invented a bigger bomb. Then you invented the A-bomb. Then you invented the hydrogen bomb. Now you're going to invent a solar bomb that will blow up the sun. You're literally about to invent it. I mean, it's the 50s, and you literally are literally about to invent this, according to Ed Wood.
Uh-huh.
And when you do that, it will somehow not just destroy the solar system, but the entire universe. And, like, I guess Edward was trying to be, like, anti-bomb or anti-war, whatever the fuck.
Which is a good stance to have.
It's a good stance to have. But This is a ridiculous point, because it's effectively, it's a slippery slope, weird slippery slope argument yeah. that comes to a weird conclusion that still hasn't happened 70 or so years after yeah. the movie came out. I mean, it's like, I mean, maybe it'll happen in the year 2069.
Of course, we're ready for 69.
Yeah. It'll happen that year, and in that year, we'll invent a bomb that will retroactively destroy existence itself. By going back to the past to prevent existence from ever coming into being in
yeah,
the first
except,
place.
Except that we're still here, so it didn't work.
But clearly, I don't know what kind of paradoxes are necessary in order to actually do something like that.
It's best not to think too hard about it.
Don't think about
You'll
it.
You'll hurt your head.
We'll become beings of pure consciousness, whatever that line yeah. was. Anyway.
And the aliens claim that, oh, we totally could have destroyed your planet if we wanted to, guys. Just, we're not interested in that.
Yeah, I what's the line? Yeah, my girlfriend's in Canada. You'll never meet her. My girlfriend's in Navin. You'll never meet her.
Yeah, I mean,
Navin's really close to where I live, though. So if you know me, if you're near enough to where I am, maybe I don't know.
You don't know me though, because I don't like being referred to. I do not exist.
No, Paul does not exist. He doesn't actually have pronouns, which really pisses off people.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. We made jokes about him earlier. I swear I'm not gonna make any more. But like, it's just one of those things where it's okay. Because when I said that whole thing earlier about I can't do they/them pronouns, I have dyslexia, I was referring to a student that my girlfriend in college has to work with that I don't remember her name, so I can't even give her any kind of, like, I can't dox her and be like, cancel this random chick because she won't use they/them pronouns. Lock her up.
Lock her up.
Like that one dude who I can't remember his name and I don't want to because he's a fucking nuthead.
Mm-hmm.
You know the one I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, this is my parents were going on a big rant about him. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, we're here to talk about Plan 9 from Outer Space.
We weren't for, like, most of this episode. We're, like, 40 plus minutes in.
Yeah, but I feel like we talked about it more than I feel like we talked about the movie more than we talked about Dead Space.
True. The last episode was so fucking weird because we barely talked about the movie at all.
Yeah.
And I feel like it did, by the way, just going to say right now, we did get fewer listeners last time, and I think that might have been part of the reason.
Yeah, that's fine.
Whatever. This one though is the 100th, so maybe we'll get some
yeah,
back.
Yeah, hopefully. Along with us actually talking about the
Although
movie.
The moment they hear me making more of my dumb, freaking, extremely depraved whatever jokes, they'll be like, oh no, here we go again. Why did I tune into these guys? And
it's because they're here for me. It's because they love me. Probably.
Maybe. I mean, you do have a nice voice. A really nice voice.
Oh, thank you. I personally can't stand my own voice, but that means
everybody can't stand their own voice, but everybody else is like, no, you have a good voice. Mm-hmm. I'm the same. I don't think my voice sounds particularly good, but when I was in Cavan, college, we did a radio module, and every other student was like, Aaron, you've got the perfect radio voice. I'm like, really?
Nice.
Yeah, it's nice. It's a deep, smooth, baritone type sound. I'm like, really? Because I think my voice is obnoxious as shit. But apparently you like it? Okay. And then we started doing this podcast, and people who I know personally who would like listen to it, including a teacher of mine, I don't know if he still listens to it, but he did for a while. They were all saying, oh yeah, Aaron has a good voice for it. I'm like, what? This is a surprise to me. Because people are being like, okay, well, apparently. That's what I mean. You say you don't have but then I would always think you have a better voice than me. Hmm. But then I listen back to the episode. I'm like, we actually do have a similar sounding voice. So I wonder if there are any people who think this is just one schizophrenic dude talking to himself.
Oh, could you imagine? Again, just another idea for your creepypastas.
Or the conspiracy theories about yeah. certain YouTubers.
Yeah, I don't know. Just either one's good for me.
I find...
Do you know what I want by episode 200, though? A fucking TV tropes page.
Yeah, we really want a TV tropes
Please.
Page.
I'd make one myself, but that would be a bit shitty.
What if I get my friend to make one?
Honestly, I'd be down.
But it would technically not be us. It would just be getting someone else to make one.
Yeah, and then we have others build upon it.
Yeah, we have like 6 or 7 people intentionally build upon it.
Would be nice.
Then we essentially add tropes. and be like, hypocrite. Aaron says he wouldn't do that.
An actual one would be snark to snark combat.
That would be an actual one. Yeah,
or anything that moves for you.
I think you're limiting that.
Anything that casts a shadow.
No, that ain't going too far. I won't hump the air, okay? Oh, wait, you meant anything that casts, not the actual shadow itself. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, anything that casts the shadow.
It was just one of those weird, dumb things where it's like...
Okay, hold on a second. So, I just realized how fucked up the joke I just made was, because it's almost as if I would, like, paralyze someone and... No.
No.
No, 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 no. Fuck no.
I was just trying to joke. Anyway.
Yeah, we'd also have, like, black comedy, toilet humor, fucking, I don't know.
Really dark comedy that, take that at various acceptable targets.
Yeah, yeah, I want to read the Your Mileage May Vary page, and I want to see people hating me.
Base-breaking character. Some people think Aaron's voice suits radio. Others think his voice is obnoxious.
Meanwhile, Paul's the ensemble dark. No, I'm not. No, I'm not sucking myself off like that. Sorry.
Yeah, you have to remove a rib for that.
Yeah.
Which there's a rumor. I don't think he actually did that.
No, I didn't do that. Sorry. I could also add to the troubled production page. Well, troubled, but we've had some hitches. Even with this episode, especially.
Like, yeah.
We were originally going to record this yesterday at the time of recording. You know, the 15th of February. But then my fucking power died. So... we had to reschedule it to today. And then there were dogs coming out and shit. And it's like, ah,
doggies go bork, bork.
Mm-hmm.
That's a joke for...
Yep, that's a joke for like one person out there.
Literally one.
Me.
At least one.
Me.
No, not you.
Oh.
I'm sad. I know the person. Anyway, go on.
Yeah, let's get back to the fucking movie. We're too busy reminiscing.
So somebody should listen to this episode and take a shot anytime we ever say a phrase along the lines of, let's get back to the movie.
Yeah. You'll die of liver failure.
I thought you were going to say you would die of liberalism, but anyway, that's not a human thing. What is this absolute dumpster fire of an episode?
Is Ben Shapiro piloting your brain?
Right,
come on. I'm not on the right, okay?
Neither am I.
I'm not... I'm well, politically speaking, I'm on the artistic spectrum.
No. Don't you mean...
Whatever. I probably shouldn't reference a show written by a transphobe.
Yeah,
but
let's not do that. Let's not do that. Anyways.
I say trans rights.
Me too. Trans rights, baby. Anyways. What were we talking about?
We talked about this movie, which I don't think this movie says trans rights at any point.
No.
It was a zero out of ten.
Yeah, zero out of ten. But it was the 50s, so, you know, different time.
Different place. But what were we saying?
Are we going to talk about how one of the alien dudes was doing the Wakandan salute? Again, did this movie predict Black Panther? I don't know.
No, this movie predicted absolutely everything. It didn't predict trans rights, though. So again, zero out of ten.
Yeah, zero.
But anyway.
Fuck this movie.
Fuck this movie. But it does raise a few questions. With regard to...
Oh, yeah, the main alien guy is also wearing a shirt with a halberd on it, because... apparently they have halberds in outer space.
I don't know. They say something at one point about how their planet doesn't have a lot of life on it, so they feel more of a need to preserve it or something. I don't know.
Yeah, kind of weird.
Some weird thing. But to be fair, I wouldn't guess there'd be a lot of life on a planet that's made of metal and shaped like a booby. But that's just me, right?
Yeah, that's neither here nor there.
Anyway.
Now we can talk about the scene where Dracula shows up and gets turned into a fucking spooky skeleton.
How did they do that?
I don't know. He got
shot a bunch of times, and at first it didn't work.
Yeah.
But then the last shot apparently did work. It's one of those funny things where, you know, in a game when you're completely fine, no matter how much health you got left, but the moment you go down to zero, you just die instantly. It's like that. It's like you're completely fine except for the last hit point.
Yeah, you just ragdoll.
Yeah, you just ragdoll.
I wish I could ragdoll.
I think some games try to make the character look tired or in some way injured, like Ratchet, you know, his ears flop down. And...
Or the Resident Evil series.
Or some games where, like, you see injuries or some shit. I don't know.
Yeah.
But a lot of games back in the day, you would just be completely fine until you hit zero, then you just die. That was the Steve death sound.
I wasn't trying to go for that, but...
You don't want to go with the Steve one. You're going to go with the more wholesome one, which is... Oof! Or that's not the Roblox one. That's just the high-pitched version of... Never mind. I was trying to do the Roblox one.
Ooh! There. Did it.
Anyway... Or like that one. Oh.
Yeah. So in this movie, the police are pretty much useless.
Yeah.
Because they, you know, their guns, they They don't even work on vampires or ghouls or whatever the fuck.
You gotta load it with silver bullets, man. No, like, that's
weird. No, no, isn't that werewolves?
Yeah. If you want to kill vampires, you gotta load it with...
garlic?
You get a garlic roll.
Garlic gun.
Garlic bread? Garlic?
Fucking garlic.
Bread? People freak out and it's like, what's garlic bread? And then they eat it. It's like, wow, this is actually nice. Apparently, it's really nice. I should probably try it at some point.
I can't stand the smell. Sorry.
I'm not a fan of the smell either, but a lot of people say garlic bread is like one of those things mm-hmm. where it sounds horrible, but then you eat it and it's actually nice.
Yeah. We also get this classical line saying, this isn't the last we've seen of these weirdies.
Yeah, but we watched it on YouTube. And we're closed captions. They were just on and we never bothered to turn them off. We got to turn them off. We're just too lazy to. Yeah. Just like fucking watching the movie. And the closed captions were obviously...
very inaccurate.
Auto-generated. They weren't that inaccurate. Most of the time they were accurate, but sometimes there'd be certain words that would be like, all right, that's a similar word. This one, weird ease... Weird E's, as in letter E, capital, yeah. And an S afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
To pluralize the letter itself.
Yep.
So that's what it was. Excuse me for my burpee.
How dare you? You're fired.
Better out, funny, and I always say.
Yeah, we're going to get podcast divorced again. Sorry, guys.
Does that technically mean that I'm poly?
No.
Bigamous. It's got like.
No, you're not. This is just strictly business. Sorry to disappoint you.
Okay. But it is a pleasure as well. So.
Yeah, you're still my best friend, don't worry.
Sorry, I was trying to make a dumb joke.
God damn it.
Morgan Ains said, is it business you seek or pleasure? Vengeance! Ah, a bit of both.
I was going to say business. Can you help me with my taxes? I need help on learning how to evade them.
Morgan Ainslet's worst job ever was just doing taxes. She got so bored she nearly died. She can die of boredom. So she nearly died of boredom doing that. She just came in one day and her hair was like bleached. It wasn't even green. Her like eyes were just so tired. She's like, oh, fuck. Her accent went from being like a normal, like nice Scottish to fucking, you know, Braveheart. Like, hey, you fucking... who the fuck didn't take flush the toilet after you had a shite? Shit.
Oh,
when it was fucking what he is. Disgusting. Oh. That's not even a Scottish accent. I'm mm-hmm. bad at accents. I'm Irish. I should be able to do a Scottish accent.
No, it's okay.
People think Ireland and Scotland are the same country.
They're not.
No, Scotland exists. Ireland is the mythical fantasy version of Scotland that doesn't actually exist. Yeah. It's a big conspiracy.
Yeah. I mean, you can't find leprechauns in Scotland.
No, you can't. You also can't find... Potatoes aren't real. They were invented by... They're completely fake. Anytime you eat french fries, it's actually like turnips the whole time.
My God.
It's a fun fact. I was in school. I was forced to eat turnips. And they were just like, just imagine it's a cold chip.
No.
Doesn't work.
They smell awful and they taste awful. Oh yeah, we're going to talk about how Fester, it looks like he's going to kill that copper, but then he just kind of pushes him down. Like, he lifts his arms, puts them on top, and then the cop just falls over.
Yeah, it's...
he go boom.
Just knock him over.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like, no.
Yeah, we're kind of nearing the end of the movie, and this is where we get the big exposition dump about how humans will destroy the universe. But first, you know, we get shoot first, ask questions later.
I hate that.
Yeah, I hate it too.
I mean, they don't actually do it. They do ask questions before shooting. So they say they're gonna, but then they did. But I hate it, like, because I just thought it was so dumb. It's like, shoot first, ask questions later. What are you gonna do? Ask a corpse? How's the corpse gonna respond?
He just goes,
bleh. I'm fucking dead, mate.
Yeah, and then they stop talking.
It's just like, shoot first, ask questions later. It's such a dumb
thing
in real life and in... Everything.
Yeah. It's dumb everywhere. And meanwhile, in the middle of this exposition dump, the
guns don't kill people. People kill people. But I think the gun helps.
Yeah, the gun is a leading factor in that, weirdly enough.
All right, go on.
Anyways, apparently the aliens are monotheistic, which is...
Yeah, they believe in one god.
Yeah, so...
It's not actually the same god as the god of Abraham. It's some other dude named Schmiegelberry.
Schmiegelberry? Schmiegelberry.
I just really thought Lord of the Rings. And I was just like, okay, it's Schmiegelberry. And in order to worship him every night, you have to pray to him.
And make macaroni pictures.
by sticking your hand on your forehead like you're holding it. Never mind. This joke is going nowhere. Leave it.
Leave it. Burn it. Delete.
It peaked at the Spiegelberry. That was when it peaked. Okay, you should have stopped.
Just delete the podcast.
Delete reality. That's how humanity ends the universe. I just get so fed up with this that I just press an instant delete reality button.
But then you lift up the sticker on it and it was the delete white women button.
Oh no! Fuck! And that was your plan all along! White woman extinction!
Bringing it back, y'all.
Karens no more!
You're welcome, society.
Every Karen just, like, vaporized. Actually, how violent would it be for all the Karens?
Hmm? Well, how violent would it be?
Yeah, like are we just talking... Because this is a Death Note thing, where they just die of a heart attack.
No, they just disappear.
Okay, fine. So it's not very violent at all. Yeah. So it's not like the Netflix version where, like, we gotta make this super violent because all the kids are, like, I don't know...
Gory and epic.
Like gore, and are, I don't know, super excited by it.
Weirdos. You mean?
Yeah, weirdos. Anyway, going back to ours.
Yeah, we get one of the best fight scenes of all time between...
Top 10 anime fight scenes.
Yeah, when I said that, it made Aaron laugh very hard.
But it's like, that never gets old. I know that that's another one of them dead memes. That's
we love
really
dead memes.
Old. It's like, why would you still be laughing at that? I mean, for fuck's sake. You know, everybody knows about the top 10 anime whatevers. You know, top 10 anime door handles. You know, like that sort of shit. Everybody knows about top 10 staircases in anime. You know, like everybody knows about these, you know.
It helps that anime is inherently a funny word to me. That's why
I mean, it's a name, right? Anna May. You can have someone named Anna and their surname is May.
Yeah, that's a Scott the Woz joke.
Yeah.
It actually is. Man. So, will we just wrap up the plot?
On the other hand, you won't have anyone called Manga. That's not a thing. You're not going to have that. Anyway, we should probably wrap this up.
After the fight scene, just unstable chemical reactions happen and the UFO gets set on fire. And the UFO fucking explodes. But then the character...
This inspired... I was going to say Bill Gates' entire career. No, I meant...
I don't know. Ted, you mean Elon Musk's...
No, I wasn't going to make any billionaire jokes again, dude. Okay, I was going to make a joke about... I don't even know what maybe he is. Your man who made the films. Your man... You know when a name jumps out of your head?
Yeah.
Your man who makes the explodey films.
Michael Bay.
Michael Bay. Why did I immediately think Bill Gates?
Come on, dude.
Bill Gates directing Transformers in that terrifying alternate universe. Bill Gates directing Transformers.
Yeah, and there's a sudden increase of Xbox product placement. I wonder if
yeah, that's... instead of using PS4s to power their thing, they use Xbox Series X's. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, the internet broke, so you can't do shit.
Yeah. Take that, Microsoft. They say as they make, like, another 5 million euro. Like that.
No, I'm just kidding, shit. We're not making any more of these topical jokes. I'm going to have to balance out the billionaire jokes by making fun of the not funny, frankly, really fucking annoying... Like, guys who want to be caveman type fellas.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
those guys.
Yeah, I want to make fun of those guys again.
Mm-hmm.
What will I do? Let's try and exhaust jokes. They die young.
They're full of disease.
They're full of disease.
They eat raw meat.
But they don't eat raw meat, to be fair. They cook it, but they're not very good at cooking it. Because you have to cook it over a fire that you've made. So you have to spend 7 hours. This is actually true, right? It's completely true. And it's part of the reason why I fucking hate these guys so much, right? So, there's this whole thing... where they're like, they don't work very hard. They only work 2 days a week. Now, you're literally just counting the hunting and gathering. Do you know what they have to do to cook the meat? They have to go and chop down trees with really shitty stone tools that don't fucking work properly for 7 hours to bring this back, and then you can do it. And that's not even making counting the making of the tools and the preparing of food, you know, the making of clothing, and which they do have some clothing, you know, believe it or not, and all that shit. And a lot of the times you're like, well, they have a lot of leisure time, apparently, but they spend most of it doing fucking nothing because they're hungry and they haven't gotten enough to eat because they're all fucking really skinny. Like, you just look at them. Look at...
There's no bony. After that, after the UFO...
It's my big rant against that. I'm doing that to balance the billionaire jokes.
Yeah, right? And you have to fit it in for the 100th episode.
Yeah, I have to fit it in, right?
Yeah.
I'm doing it to balance out the billionaire jokes, which admittedly are tamer than most people who make billionaire jokes, you know?
Yeah, that's very true.
And we are only saying, and to be fair, you know...
After that, we see the surviving cast, just go like, well, there goes the aliens. They might come back, they might not. And then Crimwell comes back and explains, oh, everything, you can't prove that this didn't happen.
I love that.
Yes. I love that in movies.
Yeah. Prove that unicorns don't exist. Yeah. All right, you can't do it. Yeah. How do you prove a negative?
Yeah, come on.
Prove that there's no teapot orbiting Earth between the sun and Neptune.
Yeah. Come on, prove it, you fucking bitch. Do it.
Prove that I don't have seven willies.
Of course you'd say something like that. And that was Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Yay!
Our 100th episode. You know, we were making fun of that in the beginning. Like, oh, well, I can't believe this. But it is a milestone.
It is a milestone in a way. But of course, we could go all... We could go all Neil deGrasse Tyson and go, it's arbitrary. It's only because we use base 10 number system. That's the only reason why. It's like, if we use base... 9 number system, then we'd be looking at, I don't know, fucking 88 or 81 instead. If we were looking at a fucking base 12 number system, it'd be 144 instead, whatever the math is. Yeah. If you're looking at base 69 number system, then...
this joke is going nowhere. No, but if you would let me be sappy for a bit, because...
Yeah, you be sappy and I'll stand in the corner. I'll walk away for a bit.
No, I want you to be
here. What?
I want you to be here.
I don't
want to
hear the sappy bit, okay? Can we...
No, I just... Why do you not like sap? Or is it just going to make you cry? Come on, you can tell me.
I can't believe you meant this. No. That's a dumb thing. That's actually condescending as fuck, so I won't do that. Go ahead.
Of course. It's just... You know, I love doing this podcast, despite the ups and downs, even if we have, like, a small listener base.
Yeah, it's fun, okay?
It's fun. We're not...
If you listen to this regularly, we really fucking appreciate this. Yeah,
thank you so much. Genuinely.
Genuinely. Thank you for putting up with our ridiculousness. With our thank you for putting up with the dogs that bark every now and then.
Yeah,
thank
and the technical issues and the hiatuses.
And the bit where, like, I make jokes that goes too far and have to censor a bit of it. The bit where I make jokes so disgusting that...
It makes me throw up.
He actually did throw up in the corner when I made that joke that I'm hopefully going to censor. Yeah,
if he remembers to.
What if I don't censor it and then you hear it and it's like, holy shit. Like, it would be like, you'd all go mad from the revelation. Like, you actually made a joke about that, Aaron. Is horrifying.
No, trust me. It's not... trust us, guys. It's not that bad. But
no, it is bad. It's bad. But it's not like... illegal and technically, well, okay, the joke does involve someone dying, but they do resurrect. It's just that they resurrect in a really embarrassing and gross way. Yeah. That's how the joke works. If anyone wants to know what the joke is, we are going to start a Patreon soon, and if you want to...
If we do a Patreon, we're not doing that.
That would just discourage people.
Yeah.
That's assuming I've censored it. If I've forgotten to censor it, you're going, oh my god, Aaron, why are you referencing that? I've almost forgotten.
Oh, geez. If we ever did do a Patreon, though, we would do silly shit, like a bingo card.
Oh yeah, bingo cards are great.
Or, you know...
But it'd be a bingo card, not of the movies, but of the shit that we say.
Yeah.
It'd be a drinking game bingo card of our...
Yeah, like...
The tropes, the things that we do in the show.
Yeah, one of them would be bringing up TV tropes.
It'd be kind of like, you know, if I were to make a big... It'd be more dangerous than if you were to try and listen to Dragon Force's entire discography. That's another one, if I mention that band. Dragon Force's entire discography and take a shot anytime the word "so far away" shows up, you'll fucking die. Even if you don't count multiple courses, so like, you know, Soldiers of the Wasteland, it's like, Soldiers...
Oops.
Oh, it's so, fuck, how did I forget that song? That song's fucking great.
You're so silly.
I'm so silly. Warriors, soldiers, forever, we fought long ago. We're all lost in the darkness. From home. See? I was trying to make it sound funny without doing editing. You'd have to do the...
Yeah.
The distortion thing, but I can't do that.
Yeah. Maybe when one of us gets, like, a desktop computer, we can actually edit this shit in a better way.
Maybe.
That was me
blowing raspberry, not farting.
Yeah, just...
I did fart a few times during the episode. Maybe you noticed.
Yeah, me too. Sorry. This is the stinky podcast episode.
This is real gross. Toilet humor, black comedy, making jokes about billionaires, making jokes about primitivists to balance out the jokes about billionaires, making jokes about video games, making jokes about TV shows.
And movies.
making really ridiculously offensive... Admitting that you're actually a supervillain who wants to lock everybody into a Lotus Eater machine. I want to lock everybody in a not generic anime Lotus Eater machine, one where it's not, you know.
And I'm just here eating Jaffa cake.
Well, you will get an infinite supply of Jaffa cakes in it, but there will be side effects.
Like what?
I'm not going to say it because I don't want to censor another joke.
Oh, God damn it.
Here, have a fucking Jaffa cake.
Fuck you. Damn, these are good Jaffa cakes.
To be fair.
Mm-hmm.
Can you think of any bad ones?
No.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what brand of Jaffa Cakes you get, they're going to be fucking good.
That's very true. Yeah, Jaffa Cakes, if you want to sponsor us, or...
I literally said all brands are good here.
No, you know we'll have made it when we get a Manscaped sponsor.
It'd be funny, because I don't have to shave as much. I still do. And Paul never shaves.
Yeah, because I'm...
He's growing it out.
Yeah, I'm very hairy. I'm getting hairier and scarier by the day.
He's a hairy man.
Yep. I think we'll just end it there.
No. I was going to make a joke, but I won't say it. That's not true, and I don't want to make any kind of weird things.
Yeah. Yeah.
You probably know what I was going to say.
Yeah, let's not accuse me of things, please.
No.
Will we wrap it up here?
Yeah, finally. Okay.
Yeah, because this is like a big bumper episode. Just it's full of laughs, full of throwbacks.
And it's a lot longer than a normal episode. It's more than an hour.
Yeah, I figured we'd do it. You know, not only because it's a really fun movie, but also to make up for last week's being kind of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to old shame or creator backlash for the TV troll phase, say the Dead Space episode.
It's not really that much of an old shame for me. I think the one that's really an old shame is one of the really early ones where I make a joke about...
Yeah.
I won't say that.
Mm-hmm.
Where I jokingly... But to be fair, like, it hadn't happened yet. Anyway, never mind.
Yeah. At least to that scale. But whatever. We don't know what we'll cover next, but... We'll try not to go on hiatus again.
No, I was gonna. I said I had planned during while we were watching. I was gonna do a reverse sass, just like last year. But apparently, Paul, I literally just found out, has never seen Spinal Tap.
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna show you fucking Spinal Tap because it's a great movie.
Sounds good.
This is Spinal Tap.
Do you have it on DVD or?
It's on Netflix. I don't know if it's still on Netflix. Hopefully it still is. Yeah, but if it's not, then once again, we fall prey to the it's no longer on Netflix curse. Unfortunately, we don't have access to insert. I don't want to say any in case I get sponsored by a different one. Insert VPN here.
Yeah.
Sponsored by Willy Wacker VPN.
I fucking wish. But yeah, I'm going to let myself say that once. We're planning on doing a reverse sass because it's been a while. But if we can't find Spinal Tap, we'll cover something else.
We've both seen Hot Fuzz, so that can't be.
Yeah, we can't do that.
That's my other favorite movie ever.
I was going to suggest like a regular episode, but
okay, if you're going to suggest a regular episode, well, whatever. We'll do whatever it is next week. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you for listening. Here's
Peace out.
Here's to another 100 episodes. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.